RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we are halfway home on the Ben and Woods Year in Review. Hope you're having a great time. I know I am. Good to laugh, look back. I like to look back every now and then. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Got some, there's a little baseball news out there right now. Jeff Passan has dropped an article on ESPN that does say the Padres are shopping in the middle of the market and at the top of the market. It's kind of a throw-in last sentence. He basically says, and as usual, the Padres are involved. But no specifics. We did just all get a little nugget of nothing. It's a nugget of nothing is, hey, I'm hearing a deal is close, but I don't know who. So great.
Like a piece of rice cake.
Hey, I'm starving. Cool. You want one of these rice cakes?
It's a nugget of nothing.
It's like, all right. I mean, I guess I'll eat it. I like the crunch. Tastes like air, but I guess I'll have it.
So once again, AJ Preller may not make moves that may involve players that you've heard of or not heard of at any time. Now, we did just get some Mason Miller news. Is this real, though? This is real. This dropped. Okay. It's official. It was actually tweeted out by USA Baseball just moments ago. Mason Miller has committed to pitch for Team USA at the World Baseball Classic.
Love to see it.
Don't love to see it.
I do.
Hate it. Hate every single bit of that.
Don't love to see it.
Also, Tarek Skubal will pitch for Team USA.
Great. I'm excited about Tarek Skubal.
He should pitch every game.
Pitching for Team USA at the World Baseball
Classic. He's so good.
Especially if he's traded to the Dodgers. And then you're right, Paulie. He should be pitching every inning of every game.
I need 7 or 8 innings
of the World Baseball
minimum.
Classic.
Yeah. I mean,
I do not want to see Mason coming in for like a 5-out save
they will never,
or anything.
They will
for Team
not.
USA.
They will not do that. But I'll be happy to see number 22 out there for the red, white, and blue. Certainly,
for 14 pitches on his normal ramp up
throw
of spring training throw day. Fine. Otherwise,
God, he's good.
No.
What if he's traded to somebody? Then you don't care.
No, I don't care.
Okay, all right.
This is solely Padres selfish attitude on my part.
I got you.
Otherwise, yeah, I'd love watching Mason Miller play in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
All right, we are in the middle of our year in review for 2025, going back with some of our favorite clips from the entire year. And we're just kind of bouncing around month to month. We've gone earlier in the year. We've gone later in the year. This one is from last month, November, when you became fascinated with my behavior on the anchor desk
It only took 8 years or so for me to become really fascinated.
Well, it's only
with
really
you.
Been this year that I've started doing the news anchor.
That's true.
Which is a little bit different than the sports casting.
Yeah, I hear your sports bloviating every day.
Right.
I don't need it at night when I'm trying to relax. I don't need your stories at night. But when you're on the anchor desk, you're like a different animal. And it wasn't just me that fell in love with Ben Higgins, the anchor. It's my children. Still, to this day, when's Ben on the news again? Well, he's on, but he's on sports tonight. We forgot to watch last night.
Yeah, one more night tonight.
Yeah, one more night tonight.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe we can get a little viewing for the Christmas and holiday extravaganza. What time? Four, five,
four,
six?
Five, six, seven, 11.
All right, perfect.
Same
but,
as yesterday.
Channel
yeah.
10.
This was from last month when you and the fam discovered Ben, Anchorman Ben.
And Bo goes, Dad, can we watch Ben? And I go, yes, I forgot. Absolutely. So I put on Channel 10.
ABC 10 News at 6 p.m., I believe.
And there's my guy, Ben Higgins. And he's ripping through his stories. And then he turns it over to weather, Megan Perry. And Megan is doing the weather. and she says something, and immediately the light bulb in my head goes, bing. Here's what she said.
Is on Sunday. Then this is the one that could bring us a chance for rain. It's called an inside slider. So it's
right,
actually going past.
Ah. So the minute she said it, I could not see my partner's face. He was on the desk. The second it left her mouth, I go, oh, look what's happening. I knew exactly.
You think you know me so well.
Totally,
what
right?
What do you think is going through my head at that point?
I know
it's
exactly.
It's a weather term of a storm that comes down the inland part of California, not from the coast like
right.
most of our storms, comes down the inland part of California, could hit us with some rain.
The inside slider. And I went, he is giddy right now, because he's going to have a little banter that he's got to get through. And I said, I know exactly what he's going to do. This is comes from men. This, we've spent more time together than we spend with our
too much time
spend with
say.
Our wives. Yes,
the fact that you were able to spot this
immediately,
one.
I knew.
You
it,
don't
I knew
know me
it
as well
second.
As you think. You don't know me that well.
So now it's over, and it's time to banter. And I sit back with my hands behind my head, and I go,
whatever.
Just wait.
Whatever.
Here we go.
Whatever.
So really nice for the holiday. Hopefully you're not have. I bought my daughter's outfits like months ago, and they're like really warm sweaters.
The banter.
So
yep.
We're going to turn the AC on.
You said an inside slider. It sounds like something Manny Machado
yeah.
would pull down the line for a three-run homer.
There you go.
Yes!
Of course it does to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you,
man.
Yes.
Oh.
I want you to listen to it again.
Okay, fine. You are 100% right.
Fine. Exactly.
You are 100% right. As soon as she said inside
you
slider.
You were like,
my brain just went click, click. It just clicked right there. It's just totally, you're right.
Now,
absolutely.
Okay.
Turn the AC on.
You said an inside slider. It sounds like something Manny Machado
yeah.
would pull down the line for a three-run homer
there
at Petco Park.
It was like clockwork, as M.M. McKee says. But the best part was Megan Perry is on a little riff here, talking about how she already bought sweaters for her kids, and it's going to be 75 degrees. You got to put the AC on. I'm watching Ben like this, staring at her going, I don't hear a word you're saying. Wrap it the F up. I've got a killer, killer line. If you would shut your pie hole, I could deliver it. If you'd shut up, I could deliver the line. Please shut up.
Oh, you had to
please
buy your daughter some more dresses. Oh, okay, yeah.
He's
like,
looking,
I don't
look
care.
At, watch him, watch her. He's looking at her going, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. So he can drop
was,
this
my
hammer.
Mind is a little more polite than your mind, but... Yes, you were 100% right.
Also 100% right.
It's also 100%
of rain. So really nice for the holiday. Hopefully you're not have I bought my daughter's
shut
outfit.
Up. I don't care.
Months
I don't
ago.
Care.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. Sure.
Yeah. Just hurry up. It's
gonna turn the AC on.
You said an inside slider. It sounds like something Manny Machado yeah. would pull down the line for a three-run homer
there
at Petco Park.
Like you didn't hear a single
not
word,
a word
she
said. This is the first
I
time he's heard it.
Something about clothing. I heard something about clothing.
In your brain,
your
internal monologue is, as soon as she stops talking,
please shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up.
Come on. Shut up. Hey, man, inside slider.
So it doesn't end there, because my kids start dying laughing. They start dying laughing at Ben. They're like, yes,
I want to be mad, but
you can't be.
Just 100% accurate, and I can't deny it.
He... So my kids start, well, much like their dad, mocking him. So I get the phone out and I start recording them. They were laughing. You brought us so much delight. Listen to this.
Hang on one sec.
You got Paul's trying to get
sec,
it.
One sec. I'll pull it up here for everybody.
It is.
Somewhere.
They start immediately. As soon as you said it, Bo goes, an inside slider. And I'm like, stop.
Do it to me now.
Do it to me now.
Okay, here you go.
Taylor.
So good.
Got down to learn, too. My name's Taylor Perk Woods.
Oh, my God.
So
you gotta be kidding me.
So we're sitting there, and I am in tears, and I'm like... So I texted it to Ben. He goes, that's very sweet. And I go, no, you have three Woods boys mocking you right now. And I go, I'm sorry. And it was...
They thought I was smooth.
They did. They
thought
you were smooth.
They thought I was smooth.
It was so much fun. So now, you're anchoring again tonight.
I am.
They're going to want to watch again. Like, you're their favorite thing to watch. They get such a kick out of dad's partner on TV dropping these news bombs.
Well, the news isn't always, you know, appropriate for children.
I know. There were a couple stories in there that I was worried about. There's the sexual assaulter out on the run right
Yesterday,
now.
Yesterday, of course, you know, I had the Epstein Files story, which made a lot of fun of. That and was... then we had...
No, then the last story of the day, as I put the kids to bed, I walked in, and I walked right into our pal Ben.
Now I gotta switch over to that one.
Sorry about that,
Paul. No, you're good.
This is your last story.
This is fact or fiction, which is our last story in our 7 o'clock news. It's always something that's usually viral, but we, you know, some things are fake and some things are real, and you kind of can... decide between the two.
Sure.
Tonight, we're looking into a story you may have seen. It claims a politician named Adolf Hitler is set to win an election in his home country in southwestern Africa. It's true. Adolf Hitler Unona is poised to win re-election in a local election in Namibia. He was elected the first time 5 years ago with 85% of the vote. In an interview in 2020, he said his father probably didn't understand what Adolf Hitler stood for.
Right.
Unona says he didn't even understand what a horrible man Hitler was until he started growing up. He insists he won't change his name, but in public he just calls himself Adolf. And omits the last name.
Right.
Now, Namibia is a former German colony, and traditional names such as Adolf are not uncommon there. If you'd like to submit...
He's like,
hey, before you get mad at me, this is totally normal over this there.
Covering his ass.
Well, the funny thing is that was the fifth time, because we record that, and that was the fifth time, because I get to go to the chroma key, the green screen, to do that story. So we do it early, and we record it. I'd record it five times, because we first thought the country was called Namibia. It's not. It's Namibia.
Oh, I thought it was Namibia.
And then we had the graphic misspelled Adolf with a PH and not an F, so then we had to redo it again.
A politician named Adolf Hitler...
So I just walk back in and I go, what did he just say?
Adolf Hitler.
So I said that to Paul.
I died.
Just died. I clicked into where he just
Adolf Hitler.
He just Adolf Hitler. Oh my God.
So you're allowed to take me out of context on this show. I don't know that I can allow you to take me out of context on the news.
Here's the
Adolf
worst.
Adolf Hitler.
Or echo and repeat
you put
me either, Paul.
A fade on it. Do it again.
Adolf Hitler.
So here's the thing that pisses me off. I'm mad at myself. I watched two nights. I've got pure gold. I've got a bucket full of gold bullion. And I'm like, why haven't I been watching this every night for 8 years? He would have killed me by then. He would have absolutely killed me by then. God, wow. It's so good.
I think the thing that stings the most is getting dragged by a 7 and 4 year old.
Yeah. I mean, also, you have to. It's got to make you laugh, though. That I, as soon as she said it, I was so like,
right.
I go, oh God, here it comes, the inside slider. Oh my God,
embarrassingly right.
It's done. And yes,
Adolf Hitler.
Watching you watch her try to get through her story that you could not have cared less about. I just was dying. I was like, don't worry, Megan. He does it to me, too.
And somehow, maybe not even the most embarrassing moment of the last 2 months of the year, very short clip that we can toss to. This happened actually earlier this month. Question for you guys. Been bothering me. This, pretty much for the last 30 years.
No.
Do I walk funny?
Yes.
I thought so.
Damn it, man. I was hoping, Paul, that was the one question he would never ask.
Yeah.
I catch like a glimpse of myself in a reflection, and I don't like how I walk. What do I do?
Come here.
Thanks.
Come here.
Okay. But it's true, right? I have an awkward gait.
You do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm okay when I'm standing, I think.
Yeah, you look great when you're standing.
But when
I move, great posture.
Yeah. But then when I move, I've got this little slight
tilt. We've known about it.
I don't feel it. But
I was hoping this day would never come. I've been dreading this day on the radio. I have been.
You would rather tell Taylor where babies come from, right?
Yeah. I think he already knows.
Cotton says Ben's got that duck walk. Yeah.
All right.
What do I do about it? It's too late, right? I'm 50.
I can't correct.
Oh, you can.
I have good posture, though, don't I?
You do.
What do I need to do?
And you learned.
How's it been going?
I have made good strides.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, literally good strides. Much better strides. The instant yeses, though, is my favorite part.
We had unplanned.
I I love when you do that. When we don't know what you're going to say, and you just surprise us like that. That's my favorite kind of radio.
Been bothering me, pretty much for the last 30 years. Do I walk funny?
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a split second. A split second.
Yes, I walk funny?
Yes.
Yes. It is.
You're racing each other.
Racing each other to get it out.
0.147 seconds.
Is that right? 0.147.
One tenth of a second.
One more time.
Do I walk funny?
Yes.
Yes.
It's like slider, fastball, bam. So good, dude. Yeah, you've done great work. And hey, more of that in the new year. More of just coming back from a break and surprising the hell out of us.
That was completely impromptu when I asked you that question. It just was kind of percolating in my brain. I thought, you know what, I'll just bring it up right
now. More percolation.
We're going to take a timeout. So when we come back, we actually are going to play Real or Fake on Thursday, because this is the ultimate throwback Thursday. But it also is going to incorporate a theme that was repeated throughout the entire year of Ben and Woods.
Yeah, without our choice.
But you'll have a chance to qualify, last chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. So if you'd like to be our special contestant for the last Real or Fake of the year, call now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and we'll play our urine review game coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
You know, I could take my new walk and walk on down to 7 Mile Casino.
Saunter in.
I mean, it would be a little longer than the quick drive of 7 minutes, but it's doable because it's that close. You definitely could not walk to any of the other card rooms in San Diego in the East County.
No
take
question.
All day.
No question.
You could get to 7 Mile Casino down in Chula Vista for sure.
Well, and actually, like, the good news is, if you still had your funny walk, it's not a giant, giant place. No one's going to spot you walk, you know, ambling around.
Oh, and you have to walk through the other casinos? You're walking a mile just to get back to the card room.
Everyone's pointing and laughing at you, and the cigarette smoke is in your eyes, and the slot machines are ringing in your head. You don't get any of that at 7 Mile Casino. You can just go post up, sit down, have a great time, play some California-style blackjack, some Texas Hold'em, some Pie Gow, or some Baccarat.
And you can enjoy a great meal at Sammy's at 7 Mile. The 24/7 players menu is always available, whether you're getting off work at 3 a.m. or want to go for the weekend brunch, which is Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., voted best in the South County. You can enjoy it on the beautiful patio. The weather fantastic right now. It would be a great place to take family in from out of town. Check it out today. 5 Freeway, get off at E. You're right there on Bay Boulevard on the west side of the 5. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We still have plenty of clips to get to in our urine review as we go until 10 o'clock. And then don't forget tomorrow, the Christmas and Holiday Extravaganza, 7th annual. It's gotten bigger and better every single year. Woods is always determined to try to outdo the last show.
So scared for tomorrow. Just want it to
be. It's gotten pretty spectacular as it is.
I just want it to be
I'm
great.
I'm a little nervous
I'm
now.
I'm nervous, yeah. I'm a rag.
We will all be nervous the whole day. Some things will go well. Some things won't. They always do.
Last year went so well.
It did go really, really well.
Yeah. So
I'm glad that we've been able to make so many tier ones a part of it.
Yes.
With our studio audience. And I wish we could have everybody out there join us. Someday maybe we'll we'll get down to, you know, Pechanga Arena or something.
Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
The Christmas and holiday extravaganza. We're not quite there yet.
It's probably because we don't have the energy to sink our teeth into that.
That one would require
It
would be big. More even, logistics even than even Polly can handle.
Out of the building would be almost impossible.
Yeah.
You know? So but no, I hope you guys enjoyed. It's just a day of celebration, man. End of the year. Just be together, celebrate the holidays together.
All right. Before we do anything else though, let's play one final game.
Yes.
One final chance to qualify a tier one for a trip to Las Vegas. Let's do a little real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
First, I'll tell you Real or Fake, brought to you by Bail Arms, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got... Is this Wyatt?
Yes, it is.
All right, you're the man, right, Wyatt. You ready to play a little Real or Fake, last game of the year?
Yep, ready to help flush out 2025.
Nice. On the urine review, I love it. All right, if you can get 4 out of 7 correct, you will qualify for the grand prize. It is 2 tickets to New Kids on the Block in Las Vegas on June 26th. The 2-night stay at Park MGM and a $100 gas card. You can get your tickets for New Kids at Dolby Live at Park MGM at Ticketmaster.com. 2026 residency. All right, Wyatt, this one's kind of for Woods, who always complains that Jelly Roll shows up anywhere and everywhere, including in your Halloween costume this year.
Yeah. But the most interesting part, the most interesting part of it all is the prep service that we've referenced a million times on this show. They feed stories to it. They probably have their own Jelly Roll tab. Like, what is Jelly Roll up to today?
They literally have a country music section.
Right.
They have sports, news, music, whatever. They have country music section. And every single day when I'm scrolling through it, Jelly Roll went to Subway yesterday and got a sandwich. Whoa.
Every day.
It's like the stupidest stuff.
He's an industry plant.
So with that in mind, Wyatt, with a seemingly new headline popping up about the singer every day, today on Real or Fake, I have collected some news headlines about Jelly Roll. You just have to tell me which ones are real and which ones are fake.
I am not okay.
Ready to play, Wyatt?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I think this is doable. All right, here we go. Round one. Jelly Roll seeks pardon to regain hunting rights. Real or fake, Wyatt?
I'm leaning towards real. Woodsy, what do you think?
I believe it's real. Right. I believe I saw it.
Final answer?
Because of course I did.
Let's go real.
It is, yes. The former felon is not allowed to own a gun for the rest of his life. And he says, well, that's not fair because I'm a big famous singing star now. I should be able to hunt when I want to. And they are actually recommending that he gets his hunting rights back. But he needs a pardon from Tennessee's governor first.
I'm sure he'll get it.
All right, here we go. Round number two. Wyatt? Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, is going to jail, and she's vlogging the experience. Real or fake?
I'm leaning fake. Woodsy, did you hear that one?
Yep, it's real.
All right, I trust Woodsy. He hears him everywhere, so I'm going with real then.
Yeah.
You're making this game way too easy.
Good.
That's too much about
that's
Jelly
your,
Roll.
That's your phone a friend.
All right, no more? He doesn't get to use me anymore? All right.
That's too easy.
I believe and again, I know this because it's like jammed down my throat, so... She like had a warrant or something, and she's like, "Hey, I'm going to go check in. They'll let her out in an hour or two. She posts bail, and she's going to vlog the whole thing. Oh my God! There's the side by side on the It's like the worst thing that's ever happened to me when I did the costume. It's fairly identical, though, isn't it?
Next year, you can do it without the beard,
yes.
And you can lose a little weight.
That's right.
Match Jelly Roll's weight loss.
We both have the same sad eyes, says Purple. We've both been through a lot.
Man. All right, round number three. Jelly Roll claims Louis Vuitton employees treated him like a criminal. Real or fake, Wyatt?
I think I heard this one. I'm going to go real.
Woods, yeah?
That one I have not heard.
Yeah, no, that one's
How
real
did you
too.
Say it again?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Employees treated like him a criminal.
A Mick criminal.
I mean, he was. I think he had a certain life. I think he was in Europe, and he was at the, you know, designer store, and they didn't look like...
Yeah.
He didn't look the kind of customer
as,
that
as
they were...
Tyler said, he got pretty woman.
Yeah.
He walked
back
in, hey, y'all, huge mistake. Huge, massive. Huge, massive. I'm going to buy all this stuff. Pretty woman.
Tyler. All right, let's, for the win.
This is
too easy
sweep.
For Woods. Jelly Roll sends the sweetest message to Travis Kelce after his engagement. Real or fake, Wyatt?
I mean, that's got to be a headline. If he even said congrats, then that's got to be a headline. So I'm going real.
Yeah, real.
Yeah, it's
I like
a headline.
Wyatt's logic,
it's
man.
A headline because it's Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
You have already won the
that's
game.
It. That's clean sweep.
The easiest game of the year is the last game of the year. Congratulations, Wyatt. You have qualified for the trip to Las Vegas. Jelly Roll mistakenly booked for vegan festival ends up saying, I eat meat on stage.
Fake.
It's fake. Logan Paul provides highlight reel moment with frog splash onto Jelly Roll during SummerSlam.
Real.
Real. Oh, God. Jelly Roll announces animated series where his tattoos come to life.
Fake.
Fake. All right. There was no mistaking that this
did
time.
Did I say it on the air about how I got moved by a Jelly Roll clip? Like, genuinely moved?
I don't think you did.
Did I not tell you guys this? So I saw it was on Twitter because, of course, it was. He was on Joe Rogan because
of course
he's everywhere. And
man,
the guy from the Grand Ole Opry, he had mentioned something years ago about wanting to be in the Grand Ole Opry. And you have to be asked to be a member. And Joe Rogan decided to surprise him because they wanted to invite him. And the guy waited to do it on Rogan's show. And it's him, and he's like, hey, Jelly, I want to welcome you to the Grand Ole Opry. And you see him just break down. And I went, damn it! The human condition. It got me. It did. I was moved, and I was happy for the guy.
If you are a close personal friend of Jelly Roll, what do you call him? Jelly?
Jell?
Jell?
Hey, Jell.
J-R.
Jell, right?
J-R.
Hey, J-R.
Hey, J-R. I legit was moved by it. You call him Roll, I think. Hey, Roll.
Roll?
Yeah.
What's up, Roll?
J Roll. I like JR. I think that's genius. What's that stand for? Like Jacob Richards? No, Jelly Roll is what it stands for.
His actual name is Jason.
Jason.
Jason DeFord.
Jason DeFord. Jason of Ford.
Jason of Ford.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a very sweet clip. He was so emotional. It's
all
a
right.
huge
you
moment.
Yeah,
and I
you
went,
like
all
authentic
right,
emotion is
I'm,
what you
I'm
like.
A human being after all.
Wyatt, great job. Stay on the line. Paulie will get you information during our break. When we come back, the final 5 minutes of fame for promo assistant Nathan plus P, as in Petco pork.
Indeed.
Coming up next here on our Urine Review, Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, big 50th birthday shout out to Mike. Julian, Tier 1, said, my dad Mike turned 50 today. He said all he wants is for his birthday is a shout out from Ben and Woods. He listens from Vegas every day. Then I write back in the next one, what's his name? Not realizing he had said my dad Mike. So, Mike, happy 50th birthday from your pals, Ben and Woods. Enjoy Vegas
today. Yeah, Mike,
today.
Happy birthday.
Also want to give a nice thank you to our boss, Adam, who dropped off his annual gift of homemade peppermint bark.
So good.
Which we get every year, and it is delicious.
I always forget, though, we do have to bring the bowls back, yes?
No, I have like four of these bowls at home. Am I supposed to bring them back?
Are you supposed to?
I thought he was joking.
I think he says keep the bowl. I have like two or three of these now.
But who has... What kind of money is he making
unlimited.
If he just had unlimited bowls?
Unlimited bowls from the 99-cent store. Yes.
Whoa. I like it. It's better than a plastic bowl.
It's nice, but yeah.
I love this peppermint bark.
That's great peppermint bark.
It's really good. It's real. I'm going to have some. I'm going to cheat because I've...
Go ahead. It's the holidays.
It's the holidays. I know. It's the tough time of year.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We'll check traffic, and then our urine review continues with promotions assistant Nathan and his inexplicably deep voice
and your inexplicable jealousy and hatred for him.
No wonder he doesn't work here anymore.
No kidding. It's a hostile work environment.
He told us he willingly left. The traffic, the commute was too much, but
it was really me.
We know why.
Plus, it wouldn't be a urine review without Ben's alphabet.
Yes.
All coming up next on 97.3 The Fan. Why don't you set the stage?
I will.
For our next guest.
This is pretty wild, man. So a few weeks ago, we are leaving the studio here, and we're going back to the production studio to cut the promo and you know, cut some spots and do it, you know, a little quick meeting after the show, as we do. And walked by, and I noticed there was a new guy sitting at the front desk. And I said, hey, how you doing? I'm Woodsy. I work on Ben and Woods. And he said hello. And
very
I went,
fresh and young face.
Fresh and young face. And I said, whoa, oh, okay. And I just went on my way. I went back to the prod studio. Then Ben comes in the prod studio. He goes, did you meet the guy at the front? I go, I did. He goes, did you notice? I go, I did.
I missed all this. And Benny was like, Paulie, you're not going to believe this.
Go introduce yourself to the new promotions assistant by the name of Nathan. And I said, I've never... ever heard pipes like this before in my entire life. And we've been texting with Nathan for a while to get him to pop by the studio. So you're going to want to be about a karate chop away of that microphone because people need to hear the full effect of this. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Come on.
Now, if you're not watching on YouTube, If you had to guess, you'd say, oh, he's 65 years old. He's not. Nathan, how old are you?
I'm 20.
You can't even drink a beer legally.
Have you been smoking the entire 20 years?
Do you just gargle honey all day long?
I do what I can.
It's unbelievable.
Dude. I'm feeling inadequate at the moment.
So do I.
For the record, I think Ben has a great voice.
You do. You have a great voice.
It sounds
thank
great
you,
on the Ben and Woods
it.
Show.
You have a great voice, Ben. Everybody loves your voice. You were.
You guys should have a great voice off.
A great voice off. Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go. Let's go.
What are we saying?
Fight. Fight.
Fight. A voice
with your
a
words.
Oh,
fight.
Here. You have your liners?
Absolutely.
All right, let's get a liner in.
All right, we're going to do the Park 101 liner, the last one.
You got it?
All right, who goes first?
All right, are we doing I'll go first, and then...
You picked the longest one, too. He did that on purpose.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Park 101.
This hour on 97.3, The Fan is brought to you by Park 101, multi-level sports bar and restaurant at the Carlsbad Village. Park 101 Sports Bar and Restaurant in Carlsbad. Catch the game with your fellow faithful this weekend as we beat L.A. while sipping 22 ounces of Estrella Jalisco out of a souvenir bat. Park 101, Carlsbad Village, proud sponsor of the Padres Radio Network. Beat that!
Right. Ooh, that was good.
It's really good. He's a pro.
That was good.
He's a pro. Now, listen, he's got 25 years of experience, all right?
All right.
You ready?
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Park 101, multi-level sports bar and restaurant at the Carlsbad Village. Park 101 Sports Bar and Restaurant in Carlsbad. Catch the game with your fellow faithful this weekend as we beat L.A. while sipping 22 ounces of Estrella Jalisco out of a souvenir bat. Park 101, Carlsbad Village. Proud sponsor of the Padres Radio Network.
Get out of here, Ben.
Beat it, Ben.
Take a lap. Take a lap.
I told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. Look at you.
He's done.
Fire on the mountain.
I mean, dude, that was no production. There was no music. And that sounded insane.
Nick says Ben's voice sounds like a dog whistle in comparison. Oh, Nate, we miss you, buddy.
There's a richness that I cannot match.
It's a deep, deep baritone.
Crazy.
Deep baritone. I'm Nathan. Hello, I'm Nathan.
Just like his vocal cords were dipped in honey.
Yeah.
He didn't even have peach fuzz on his face. No. He does not look like the voice.
No, me and Paulie, they're asking in the chat, where did he go? We got a text a month or so ago. He's like, hey, guys, just want to thank you for everything you did for me. I left Odyssey.
He was a part-time promotions assistant from Riverside.
Like, yeah, that's driving in from Riverside.
Gnarly commute to...
Yeah. Which means he wasn't making enough money to even cover the gas.
Yeah, remember we gave him gas money.
We
gave
him
like 50 bucks that day. Like, hey, bro, like, thanks for coming here. And I, you know, obviously wish him well. He's a good kid. And, you know, with pipes like that, you got to get it out there, though. You got to, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to get it out there. And you need to call somebody and be like, hey, listen to my voice. Can you use this for a commercial or a radio read or something? It's just incredible. It's like Morgan Freeman. I mean, hello.
20 years old. Pop up. We will hear from Nathan again.
What if he hits puberty and his voice goes high? Because he's very young.
Hi, this is Nathan. Remember me? High pitch Nathan.
Right. He's low pitch Nathan. Yeah. It's incredible.
Country music singer at some point. You never know where he's going to end up.
Somebody said buy him an apartment nearby. The funny part is, Ed, is in the radio business in 1998, that dude doesn't leave the building without an air shift that night.
Oh, yeah.
We put him on, and he's got a full-time job
doing it.
Adam hears it. Another program director hears it and is like, oh, yeah, you're doing afternoons for 94.9 now. All right, it's Capital Cities here on 94.9.
Sade on the night store.
Yeah, right, like some smooth jazz. But, man, you know, state of radio, it's like, can't let that talent walk out of the building.
But what Nathan doesn't have is an entire alphabet.
That's true.
Of his voice that Paulie put together based solely on Ben drops from the last year or so.
One of my favorite bits we've ever done.
It all started with that TikTok that went viral, right. The voicemail, which I believe is included in this next clip.
Okay. Yes.
So she got that. And so she just put out a TikTok and she goes, tell me if I'm crazy, and played the voicemail. And the part that gets everybody is... when you are trying to spell something out over the phone, usually, you'll say, you know, A as in apple.
Yep.
Or, you know, maybe you just
B
go
as in boy,
like...
A as in apple, B as in boy, C as in Charlie, D as in dog, right. E as in echo.
N as in Nancy.
If you want to do F the military, yeah, alpha, bravo, Charlie, sure. Delta, echo, you know, whatever. Listen to this.
Hey, Haley. This is Kat with Babcock Dermatology.
Okay.
I was giving you a call to go over that bacteria culture that we did here in clinic the other day. So the bacteria came back, or the culture came back with a big bacteria called Pantoia species, and that is spelled P as in pork.
What?
Listen.
Girls in the background. You can hear a girl going, pork.
Sorry. A as in apple, N as in new.
New? She's dying.
She is done.
I'm so sorry. Okay. T as in
pork.
tree, O as an orange, E as an earth, A as an apple. And so Amanda wanted to know if you had a sulfa drug. Amanda wants to know if you had a sulfa drug allergy.
That's it.
It's amazing. I loved it. I laughed so flipping hard.
Well, and you know, that started, I started thinking, I was like, well, we have like Ben saying Petco pork.
P is in Petco pork.
And I started thinking, I was like, what if we had Ben? I was like, we have so many drops from Ben over the years. What if I could do an alphabet? Like, Ben kind of tells you if you have any struggles.
This
on
is the new way.
Petco pork.
This is
P
the
P is in Petco pork.
So Ben calls. I want to tell you about this disgusting bacteria. P as in Petco pork.
A as in all girls all the time. B as in butt cheeks. C as in
champagne Hennessy.
D as in
dang it.
E as in everybody loves a wiener. F as in female autoerotica.
Whoa.
G as in ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. H as in hawk tua. I as in
I'm so hot for her, I'm so hot for her.
J as in jizzle. K as in
King Gizzard.
L as in
loose cannabis.
M as in
oh my God.
As in nudie magazines. O as in oh my God. P as in
Petco pork.
Q as in
what is a quahog.
R as in
ram it down.
S as in
stink fist.
T as in Tommy Lasorda was a great manager. Him and Steve Garvey were good friends. U as in
Uranus.
V as in
Vogel snatch.
W as in weed gummies.
X like the drug.
Y as in
yes, 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 yes.
Z as in zoot suit.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time won't you sing with me?
All-timer, man.
It's all-time.
Absolute Hall of Famer. Right there. Ben's alphabet. Hi, yes. No, I'll spell my name. It's Gary. G as in ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. A as in what?
All I need to, girls all the
all
time.
Girls, okay. G as in ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. A as in all girls all the time. R as in
ram it down.
Ram it down. And Y
as in yes.
As in yes. Thank you so much. All I want to do now is spell words with this new alphabet play. I need them listed. I need all of it. It's the greatest. It's such a good bit. Hey,
oh, God.
I'm so did you do this? Was it your idea?
It was maybe a little bit of my idea.
I'm so proud of you guys.
The credit
I'm so
for execution.
Proud of you. It was such a home run. This is
M. As in,
you guys are X like the drug.
X like the drug.
I like Tommy Lasorda. This is a great manager. He and Steve Garvey were good friends. It's just incredible.
T as in Tommy Lasorda was a great manager. Him and Steve Garvey were good friends.
That makes me wheeze.
That, of course, was from that Tier 1 email explaining grammar to us.
That was, remember he said, you can't say, stop saying the bump. It's the pitcher's mound. And don't say knock. It's a hit.
That's right.
It was, I wish, do we have that letter? Like, that should have made best of. That was the most insane, unhinged behavior I've ever heard from someone. The pitcher throws the pitch. The batter hits it with the bat, then runs to first base for a single. That's all you could say. He hated any sort of slang.
No slang at
no
all.
No knock. Oh, he got three knocks last night. No, he didn't. He got three hits last night. All right. She relaxed out there.
All right. Paulie just made a bit of a don't do this mistake that I will share with you when we come back.
Poor
so
guy.
Sorry. Plus, more clips, including the menu at Explicit, coming up next on The Fam.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.